The Pennsylvania primary was on the 2nd of June, and because we don't do absentee ballots, Liz and I had to show up at the polls and actually vote. In this episode of the I Can't See You podcast, I'll tell you how that went. Plus, I've got a couple of updates from previous episodes.
From Studio C, welcome to the I Can't See You podcast with David. He can't see, but he's got a lot to say and a face for radio.
Hello there, and welcome to episode 77 of the I Can't See You podcast. My name is David, at David Benj on all the socials. I really appreciate you joining me for this episode of the podcast. And remember, you can always follow me on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Check it out and get connected with me on the socials. Before I get into talking about voting, which is today's topic because the Pennsylvania primary was yesterday and we didn't do a mail-in vote, we actually went and voted, which was a little different than it's been for us ever. But I'll get to that in a second. There's a couple other things that I wanted to touch on first. First thing is, I'm wearing, and I'll take a picture and throw it up on Instagram, an old West Coast Video t-shirt. And West Coast Video was the first business that I owned. I had a West Coast Video franchise in Brookhaven, Pennsylvania, which I think I touched on last week. And when I was picking out my t-shirt for today, I thought, oh, I'm not going to wear a t-shirt that has writing. Usually I like to wear just a plain black t-shirt. If they're all clean, I have 7 or 8 of them, so usually I have one per day. But this t-shirt is black, but it has the West Coast Video on the front, and then it's got some sort of saying on the back. And the West Coast Video is just, you know, where the pocket would be if it had a pocket, which unfortunately it doesn't. But yes, I still have this. We shut down that video store back in 1999, so the shirt is old. And I just couldn't get over the quality difference with it compared to some of the t-shirts that we get today. And that's why it's held up. But I'm wearing that because I thought, you know, I'm going to be doing the podcast. I'm going to be talking a little bit about business because of the last episode, episode 76, in which I asked for any small business, whether it was a retail outlet or a restaurant, you know, to contact me and I'd be happy to do a read. Well, nobody contacted me. I don't know if people were either embarrassed or ashamed or they're not opened yet or the events of the last week have maybe had them close again, which to me, the rioting and everything, you know, things were bad enough for these small businesses that now they have, besides having to pay rent, they've got to get inventory for their entire stores because, you know, they've just been looted, at least here in Philadelphia. Saw a sneaker shop somewhere in North Philadelphia. What wasn't stolen was sitting out on the sidewalk, all strewn about. And, you know, it's just a shame because, you know, I it was going to be tough enough for a business to reopen after 3 months of, you know, having to pay rent, which they weren't open for. And so, again, that offer still stands. You want to have your business read out on a podcast, call 646-926-6350, and you could leave a little minute or so advert for it. You could also contact me via email, icantseeyoupodcast@gmail.com. Remember, I can't see you sounds like a whole sentence, but it's only 7 letters long, I-C-A-N-T-C-U, podcast@gmail.com. And again, either way, I will put it out on my Twitter feed, which I have a little over 3,000 followers. And once it gets out there, maybe that'll help it along as well. So go ahead. Don't be afraid. Reach out. It's cool. And and we'll get hopefully get you some traffic. Again, if you're not open, then, you know, I get it. You don't need traffic yet. But it will also help with backlinks. You know, if I put it in the show notes, if the ad runs during the podcast episode, it'll make it to the show notes. And while we're talking about show notes, let me tell you what happened last week. You know, when I do an episode, I do the episode, and then I just basically put the liner notes that go on Apple Podcast or Spotify. You know, in today's episode of the I Can't See You podcast, you know, I talk with blah, 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 or I talk about whatever, and then there's a couple sentences, you know, and then it says show notes available at. Well, that's basically the placeholder and the lead paragraph of the show notes. Last week, I had a brilliant, and I'm telling you it was brilliant, although maybe there was something there I shouldn't have said, But it was brilliant. And I had about 1,000 words. And there was an issue that, and I thought there might be an issue. So when I finished the draft, when I finished it, and I shouldn't call it a draft because I immediately published just the liner notes and then I add to it throughout the week. So, you know, I had sat down a couple other times to write this thing and I went into the West Coast video stuff and the salon supplies and interior stuff and some other things. And I had an in-depth paragraph on how to contact me and what to do and what you should say and so forth and so on. But I had a feeling there might be an issue, so I copied the entire article and then I hit update. Now, either I missed the update button or it didn't update, because I noticed after I read it again, and when I say read it, I had my computer read it to me, I noticed there was a wording issue with one of the paragraphs, and it was the last paragraph, to be honest, and I ended up fixing that and adding a little bit more to it. So when I highlight something to have it read to me, whatever's on my clipboard, i.e. the entire article, gets knocked out of the clipboard. So I listened to the last paragraph again, or part of the last paragraph. It sounded good. So I took my mouse over and I zoomed in on my screen and I found the update button and I clicked it. And then about a second after I clicked it, I got the logout screen from WordPress, which is what the website is, you know, based on. And I thought, oh no. But at least I got the original whole article on there. Well, I didn't. When I logged back in, it was gone. And because I had listened to that last paragraph or part of that last paragraph, I didn't have it saved anywhere. So from now on, when I do it, I'm obviously going to save it, you know, copy it, put it somewhere, probably in a something that won't add any kind of formatting. Like I usually use a Notepad or Notes, I think it's called on the Mac. When I'm doing, you know, things like when I post on Instagram, Instagram is very difficult for me to do on my phone because it doesn't read, you know, if I write, you know, I put the, obviously putting the picture on is easy and doing the alt text on that picture is easy, but doing the actual post with the words, not always easy because dictation usually doesn't get it right or 100% right. And then I can't get through and make the correction. So it's a lot easier when I do post on Instagram, and this is one of the reasons I don't post very often, I will type something up and put it in Notes, and then I will do all the hashtags I want to do in Notes. And then what I will do, I will, you know, it'll just pop up on my phone. So when I'm doing the post, the actual post on Instagram, everything is already done. I basically just have to copy and paste it. And let me tell you, you know, when you don't use VoiceOver to copy and paste, very easy. Using VoiceOver, it's a little bit trickier. And it's not always 100%, you know, right the first time. So sometimes it takes me a couple of tries. Maybe one day I'll make a video of it and you can see exactly what goes on. But so from now on, instead of, I'll write it in WordPress, because sometimes when you take something from another, even Notes, if you take it from Notes, it has no formatting. So if I have it broken down into paragraphs, the paragraphs will all be jumbled together. And again, because I have very little vision, it's hard to go back through and do the different paragraphs. So it's easier if I were to do it in, again, WordPress, paste it into Notes, where once it's in Notes, it will keep that formatting. It's when I would, if I had to take it back, it might not keep that formatting, meaning the different paragraphs broken up and whatnot. So I lost it. So 1,000 words out the window, a couple hours worth of work out the window. And that's why the show notes from last week's episode is only that blurb. I couldn't even bring myself to go and put down that you can listen to the show on the assistant that also has the search engine. I'm not going to say it's because it's about 3 feet from where I'm speaking. You know it. It's owned by Alphabet, or the A Lady, which is the Amazon device that we have two of. So you can listen to the podcast on either of those. And It's very easy. And I was gonna put that at the bottom. I was just so frustrated that I said, you know what, this is it for this episode. Not gonna put anything there, not gonna put any affiliate marketing links, and I was done. And I was just done. So very frustrating, and that happens, you know, and that's you know, one of the things that I've realized as I've gotten older, and you know, some of my blind friends also speak about it. It takes us so long to do some things, so much longer than, you know, a sighted person. I'll give you another, for instance. I noticed about a month ago that my Google Analytics is not showing any traffic on the website. And I know I'm getting traffic because internally WordPress marks down how many times people go to a specific page or post. So I see that, you know, my posts get between 100 and 200 views within a month or two. And meanwhile, on Google Analytics, it shows nothing. So when I had my site redone, something happened, and it doesn't, you know, people don't register when it, you know, doesn't register there. Well, I was going back to the guy that did the website that I use for digital graphics when somebody calls, and I said, look, you know, I started to type up this email. You know, here's the story. I said to him, and you know, I'm not going to negotiate. Give me a price to have Google Analytics working and Google AdSense, because this is what really triggered it for me. I tried to put an AdSense ad on, or I noticed I went into the AdSense dashboard, and I noticed it said it wasn't, you know, it had to be rescanned. And so I put on some code that needed to be on there, and I, you know, said, you know, rescan it, you know, check it out. And it said, sorry, your website isn't ready. And I'm like, what's going on? Well, last night as I'm sending this email, I noticed very late, like 4:15 in the morning, I noticed that instead of HTTPS and then the website address in Google Analytics, because when the site was redone, you know, we have an SSL certificate on it now, I noticed it still showed just HTTP. And I thought, oh my God, could it be that easy? Well, I couldn't find a way to change it. And because it was so late, I didn't think, why don't I just go to Google and type in, how do I change, you know, the URL in Google Analytics, which I did, you know, this afternoon, and bing, bang, boom, it's still not working though. So I'm not 100% sure that was it. But that's an example of, you know, something that when you could see, it's a lot easier, because in Google Analytics, if you're not familiar, there is a whole bunch of different options you have and things that you could click on. And it's just, you know, when you can't see it, and I can't use the screen reader on that. At least I could probably turn on VoiceOver, but I don't like to use VoiceOver, because there are some things that I know that are there that I don't need to read again. And it's hard to maneuver and navigate through a page. So because I can't use, you know, I choose not to use VoiceOver, and I don't use the text to speech like I usually do. You know, it took me forever, and it reminded me also, there was an internet marketing guy that I loved, and he had a couple of podcasts, and he was doing the podcast for quite a while. Actually, he was doing podcasts before they were called podcasts. You know, he had a weekly show that, you know, was live on, you know, like I think it started in 2004 or something like that. His name was James Martell. He died a couple of years ago. And, you know, he was a carpenter that just started doing internet marketing. And I just loved listening to this guy, because he was, you know, he's around my age, and you know, I met him once or twice at Affiliate Summit. And he and his wife were always, it was just so nice to listen to him. It was the first, if his podcast was out, you know, that day, that's what I listened to. It didn't matter if I was in the middle of something else. I immediately listened to it, because I he was easy to listen to. I loved listening to that, the Canadian accent, you know, again, and, bean instead of bin, if you're American. So, but sadly he died a couple of years ago, and obviously the podcast ended, with him. His wife did run a tribute one, which was awesome. He had all these people on that knew him throughout the years, and it was awesome to hear their tributes. But he used to say, if it takes you more than 15 minutes to do something, hire somebody to do it because it's not worth your time. You got to keep moving forward. And I was thinking about him as I took, 45 minutes before I decided to finally go to sleep at 5 o'clock this morning. And, another probably, 20 minutes to a half an hour today, some this morning and then some this afternoon, to get it going. And I'm recording on Wednesday afternoon, the 3rd of June. And I just kept thinking about that. And I said to Liz, because I had actually had Liz come in here and have her look while I'm trying to, she was reading over my shoulder to see, if she could see anything, which she didn't. And then, like I said, she had stepped out for a second. I said, let me go to Google. And I did that. And I at least changed it, whether it works or not. So we'll see. So I still have that to do. So, and one last thing from last week's episode, before I get into voting, I've taken up quite a lot of time already talking about this other stuff. I talked to you last week, and I think I mentioned that a bug had flown into my mouth, a fly, while I was recording. And so there has been this huge issue here in our condo building, in the entire building, and again, there's 77 units or whatever. And it's not just one of us, it's all of us. And so we've been going back and forth, and we've been doing, the drains where you put you put salt, half a cup of salt and half a cup of baking soda and then vinegar. I don't remember how much vinegar, I want to say a cup. And, you pour the vinegar together and with the two other things, and you let it fizz up a little bit, and then you dump it down the drain, which both cleans your drain out, and the vinegar also kills if there's any larva of these flies, down your drain. So we did that last Thursday. And last Thursday, we tried lavender oil, diffusing lavender oil, and that did okay. In fact, I actually put lavender oil on my wrists in the back of my head because they were just buzzing around me. They were flying up my nose. I just cringed every time a bug flew up my nose, and then I blew my nose if I was going to see one come out on the tissue, and which would be worse if it were, just laying there, if it were actually still moving. And that hasn't happened, by the way. Although I did blow my nose once, and there was a bug. When I did that, it was soon after it flew up, I guess. And I ate countless numbers of these flies, for the few days before we did all this. Jane isn't a big fan of lavender, so we are diffusing now eucalyptus, which is another thing that bugs hate, the smell of eucalyptus. So we have two, diffusers going, one in our living room, dining room area, and then one in the office where I'm speaking to you today. I'm sorry, Studio C, where I'm speaking to you today. And that seems to be working, that combination. And I wasn't sure if it was working because I thought, well, maybe, maybe cleaning the drains out did it, or maybe, maybe the bugs just all went away. I had gone down to the condo office the other day, and there were still a million of them in there. So they don't even have drains in there. So I'm not sure, we're not, that's the one thing. We just don't know where they're coming in from, whether they're coming in from the water line from the HVAC system, because it is the whole building. So, if they get into one, they can come into all of the, HVAC units in each individual, condo. So that's where we stand now. Less flies, which is good. Although one flew on my tongue the other day, I was able to spit it out before I swallowed it. It was pretty gross, though. I felt it walking around. Okay, on that fun note, let's move on to voting. So voting has always been a big problem for folks who are blind and visually impaired. Listening to a couple other podcasts with blind podcasters, if you live by yourself, how do you vote? Liz and I have the same ideology. So, we went to the polls yesterday, we voted identical. Here was the weird thing though. When we walked in, and we had, we had the masks on and the gloves on, and they were handing out pens, they weren't reusing the pens. It was just, that part was crazy. However, the person who gave us the pen, you know, didn't have a glove on, which again, you know, listen, the glove only works in, if the person hasn't, you know, rubbed his eye with his hand with the glove on it. You know, I don't get the difference between, you know, if you had gloves on for a couple of hours and you've touched, you know, the, you know, coronavirus, what's it matter if it's your hand or on a glove, it's still there. Obviously, if you're wearing gloves and you think you've touched something and you haven't touched your eyes or your nose or whatever, you just take the gloves off carefully and you're good. You know, you get rid of, you don't have to wash your hands as often. But we walked in and we had to sign in. We were number 96 and 97. We went after we took Jacob to work at the Target at Springfield Mall, and I'll mention, touch on that at the end. You know, so we had to sign in, and, you know, usually when I sign something, I have this plastic guide that, you know, Liz carries around in her purse that she can put down. I said, Liz, I don't want you to pull that out because then it's going to touch this. We're going to have to take it home and clean it. I said, let me just sign whatever, it's good enough. And so I did. And, you know, she kept saying, you got to go a little lower. I said, it doesn't matter. It's fine. They said, okay, well, you're going to vote in a machine. And they were talking to me, and here's your paper ballot. And I said, oh, okay, well, I'm interested in that because I'd like to see, they got new machines. And so I was kind of interested, and I thought, okay, well, you know, Liz can vote with her paper ballot, and then we'll go over to the new machine and we'll go through it together. And, you know, one of the issues has been, in past with other machines, older machines, it takes forever. You know, now this is a primary, so there's not a whole bunch of folks on there. In fact, there were only two categories where there were choices. You know, most of the categories were pick three and there were three on there. So you just, you know, colored in all the boxes, Liz did. And it was president and one other that had multiple choices. Yeah, and you could only pick one. So Liz colored in mine. She did mine first because after a couple seconds, another guy came over. Oh, no, he can, if she's going to help him, he could just vote on a paper ballot. And I said, yeah, that's fine. And so we did it. I mean, the only thing they didn't do was, you know, I didn't get to, like in those, you know, the third world countries where you see them, they dip their thumb in ink and they put a thumbprint on it or whatever. Or I guess it's not ink. Maybe it's beet juice or grape juice or whatever. You know, so you can show you voted, so you can't go back. They didn't do that. But then, you know, she does mine. She hands me the ballot. She says, okay, go put it in that box over there. She says, it's right over there. And, you know, she told me, she gave me the direction. She didn't say it's right over there. And she said, it looks like a giant paper shredder, which immediately made me think of, you know, past Simpsons episodes where they talked about, where they talked about voting. Because that's what I envisioned. That, you know, you put it in there and your vote gets shredded and not counted because they didn't like who we voted for. But I can't imagine, and over the last few years, last year, and I think I've talked about this, when I was at the National Federation of the Blind headquarters down in Baltimore in 2019, we were one night, a gentleman took us out to dinner, me and a guy named Tom Brown. We were training to be NFB Newsline outreach coordinators in Pennsylvania. Tom has moved on. He's going for his graduate degree down in Louisiana. And so I'm it now in Pennsylvania. But this guy, John, took us out. And I don't remember what got us started, but we started talking about voting as we're walking around. Oh, he said, oh, this is where I vote. As we walked past, I guess it was a school. So we're walking by and I said, oh, well, how is it voting for you here? And he said, well, it's good, but it's not, people know it's me. And he explained, you know, everybody voted on a paper ballot. But a paper ballot, if you could see, was, and I don't remember the dimensions, you know, was long and skinny, and it was, you know, maybe 5 inches by 4 inches. But the ballot for the visually impaired folks, and I don't remember if it was in a machine or how they cast the vote, but basically you got a piece of paper and then you put it in a box. It wasn't like we did yesterday with a pen and, you know, filling in like you're voting for the Major League Baseball All-Stars. Although I guess those are like where you poke the holes in. You know, he said so it's good that we can do this and that it's accessible, but the paper that came out for the ones, for the disabled ones, was wider and longer. So if there's only one or two disabled folks in that ward, they're going to know, oh, this guy voted, that guy, that blind guy voted for this guy and this guy and this guy. And again, I'm just saying guy, it could be a girl, of course. So, you know, even if there were five, you could still separate them and you would know. And so it wasn't anonymous. It wasn't, you know, you didn't cast, you didn't have any privacy. And that was an issue this year in Pennsylvania with the ballots. When they decided to go to, I guess the way they were doing it, Joe Drenth, who is a member of the Keystone chapter of the National Federation of the Blind, and also on OVR, which right now I'm just having a brain freeze. He's the only blind individual on this board. Occupational rehabilitation, I forget the rest. One of those boards, you know, statewide. And so he said, look, we can't vote. We either have to go to the polls and take a chance on Corona, or we have to give up our being independent and need help filling out a mail-in ballot, because the mail-in ballot is not accessible. So they went to court, judge ruled in their favor, and they were able to get via email, where you got a ballot and you could fill it out. I don't remember exactly how it worked, because I didn't get one, because we didn't request mail-in ballots. You had to request mail-in ballots by the time, whatever the cutoff was. And if you did that, then you could then ask for one of these special ballots. And I don't know if it was just a link that they sent you to and you filled it out and then you printed it and you could either mail it or you could take it to the polling place. And I thought, you know, when I first found out about it, I was told I could, even if I didn't request the mail-in ballot, I could do this. And I thought, oh, that would be cool. That would be, you know, I could, you know, show you what it looked like and do a little video about it, and it would give me more to talk about. But unfortunately, I didn't qualify because I didn't request the mail-in ballot. So, you know, it was a good win, you know, for blind folks and other disabled folks who can't, you know, who wouldn't have been able to vote independently, without going to the polling place. And it wasn't scary to be honest, going to the polling place. I mean, you know, yeah, there were, social distancing wasn't really a thing for most of it. But you know, it is what it is. If we, you know, if we get it, we get it. I mean, I'm on TV the last couple of days, I've seen a lot of people who have not been social distancing. So we'll see what happens. So, you know, we did the ballots, we dropped them in the box, and we were good to go. And I have to say, it's kind of funny, because most of the folks who were working the polls, and maybe rightfully so, maybe they were worried about working the polls and, you know, that they had to be there and they were concerned. They were not very happy. None of them were happy. And that's usually not the case when we go to vote. We voted in elementary school not too far from our house. And, you know, it was just a very different feel. And, you know, it felt like a step backwards, to be honest. But in other instances, when I was in, and I touched on this probably 6 months to 7 months ago, 8 months ago, when I was at the NFB state convention, Pennsylvania State Convention, there was a company there that had on display a voting machine that was very accessible, and it wasn't something that would take you 45 minutes to get through a ballot. That was the biggest issue. Where we used to live, I remembered going in and saying, you know, what if I came here on my own? How would I vote? And they said, well, we have this setup here. And I said, oh, you know, could I try it? He said, well, it's not fast. And there was a, you know, it was a presidential election, so there was a line. And that's another thing. You know, Liz and I have voted since we've been married, and it'll be 30 years, 1 week from today, the 10th of June. We have voted in all but two primaries in every general election. We always vote. And folks know that we always vote. And, you know, like I said, we missed two. You know, could it be three since we've been married? Maybe. I remember one specifically. My dad was in the hospital. And, you know, by the time we got out of the hospital visiting him, you know, the polls had closed. And after, I got to be honest with you, yesterday, you know, if we didn't go, it wouldn't have been a travesty. It's just that we always vote. And, you know, even on the off-year elections, we always go. You know, we didn't want to miss it. We talked about not going. And I said, you know, and Liz said, well, when we take Jacob to work, we can drive over there. And so I'm interested to see, depending, you know, I guess a lot will play on what happens with the virus, what happens with November voting, because the newer machines have made it a lot easier for folks who are blind and visually impaired or otherwise disabled to vote. And again, that machine that I saw out in Harrisburg at the NFB state convention in November, it was just so easy. You know, you put on a pair of headphones or you could use your own earbuds, I believe. And, you know, you went from one thing right to the next and it was very quick and easy. And it was great, the names that they had picked for these candidates, and they were all, you know, fake names and whatnot. And I have the guy's card. So as we get closer to November, if there's going to be voting with machines, I will have him on the podcast because it just showed that, hey, this could be done. Now, at the time when I was in Harrisburg and speaking with this guy, they were not in our county. I'm in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. Again, we're the all the way southeast part of the state, right up against the Delaware River and the Delaware-Pennsylvania state line. You know, basically all the way in the corner, lower right-hand corner of the state. So it'll be interesting to see what machines they use, how you could use them. You know, and over the years, like I've said, as they've changed the machines in the different places, CBVI in Chester has had demonstrations. So, you know, I tried a newer version that was similar to that one that I had first saw. I first saw at my polling place. It was a little bit faster, but it was still slow. It still would have taken a while. And where we voted when we lived in media, was they only had two machines. So if there was any kind of line, forget it. It would have just tied up a machine for, you know, maybe not half an hour, but maybe 15, 20 minutes. And, you know, I don't want to do that to someone. That's one thing that I've always, you know, I'm always mindful of, you know, the person behind me, you know. And I think I've mentioned before that I've done that, you know, in other instances. You know, I was meeting a band that I like and I thought there were people behind me. So I, you know, quickly, you know, talked to the guys, you know, and I didn't want to tie them up because I wanted somebody else to have a chance. And it turns out there wasn't anybody behind me. But by the time I had walked away, you know, I thought it'd be dumb to go back over. So it'll be interesting come November, what the situation is. I'm guessing if they don't use the voting machines, I'm guessing we'd probably request the mail-in ballots and then see what happens. I'm not 100% sure in Pennsylvania, if you request the mail-in ballot, if you can still then go to the polls, if you don't do the mail-in ballots. I just never trusted those, to be honest. I just always thought, you know, are they counted? Are they, you know, left in somebody's car, they thrown in the dumpster, you know, and that's, to be honest, that's, I think a lot of folks are going to worry about this November, you know, hey, did my vote actually count? you know, and that, I don't want to start on down that road, but, you know, if law and order is not happening and you can't trust any votes, you know, what happens then next? And, you know, they're the two things that I think you need. And so we'll see what happens in November, assuming they actually have an election. Who knows at this point, right? So that's my voting story from yesterday. And it just felt, you know, I just remember when, I don't remember if it was in Iraq or Afghanistan from, you know, decades ago when people first voted and they showed them walking out of the polls with the, you know, with the purple thumb, you know, to show that they voted. You know, they were so proud. And again, it was just basically a paper ballot that, you know, that they folded up and then dropped in a box. And that was the other thing yesterday. You know, I felt like I was almost like I was faxing something. I asked the guy, I said, do I fold this up? And he's like, no. And I, you know, I'm holding it and I'm, you know, I'm guessing if you had vision, if you were close enough, you'd be able to see, you know, who we picked. Again, it was the primary. It doesn't really matter. You know, as long as I got to pick who I wanted to pick, you know, at this point, I'm not worried about, you know, what people see come November. You know, you want that to be, you know, between you and you and, or you and your family. And again, because Liz and I have the same ideology, I know we're going to pick the same. Even Jane and I have the same ideology. So same thing. Jacob, on the other hand, he's a little different. So, I would hesitate to go into a poll with him. Let's just put it that way. So that's the story on voting. And while we're talking about Jacob, as I've mentioned, Jacob works at Target. And so we dropped him off, like I said, yesterday, dropped him off at work. It's like he was doing it like 3:45. We then go vote. I don't know how long it took us. We get home. We're not home for, I don't know, half an hour. And Jacob calls the home phone. Hey, could you come pick me up? We're like, why? You're open till 7. Why are you coming home now? And, you know, I'm thinking, oh, no, he was a couple minutes late, and so they got rid of him. Nope, that wasn't it. And they had already cut the hours. Again, he works at the Target at the Springfield Mall in Springfield, Pennsylvania, not the one where the Simpsons live. There is no left-handed store in this mall. He had gotten to the mall, and about a half an hour, 40 minutes after he was there, they got a threat. And, you know, of course, I joked with him when he got in the car when we went back and picked him up at a little past 5:15, I guess, by the time we got there. I said, you know, I guess Walmart just got a tractor trailer load of stuff and they they wanted to sell it all. And they, you know, there's a Walmart probably about 2 miles from the Target. So it was just, you know, you see everything that's going on everywhere. And in fact, one of my cousins had messaged me from Florida and she said, are you good? I just saw some stuff on TV from Philadelphia. And I said, yeah, we're good. I said, we're outside of the city, you know, far enough away, that, you know, things are okay. It wasn't an issue. So the one issue has been, and again, if you've seen stuff on the news, King of Prussia Mall, where Jane used to work at the Urban Outfitters, it was looted. I don't remember what night it was. I think it was over the weekend. Again, days are running together. I believe it was over the weekend. I want to say Saturday night, not 100%, but, you know, they showed people going in there, and I thought, well, you know, again, it's the country's biggest mall. I know people at Mall of America say they're the country's biggest mall, and there's a difference. One of them has the biggest in square feet, and one is the biggest in stores. I don't remember which was which. But they can both lay claim to that, depending on the metric that they're using, more stores or more square feet. You know, and then I was just reading this morning that some people heard explosions in and around Swarthmore and Wallingford, which is, you know, next little town over. It's not, again, not really a town. It's mostly just a post office name. and in Philadelphia, somebody is close by, not just in Philadelphia, also in the suburbs, people are going after the ATMs and trying to blow them up and get the money inside, and that's evidently what folks had heard. But yeah, it's just, you know, again, Jacob's hours have been cut because of, you know, they shorten the hours of this, the Target this week. Instead of 9, they're open till 7. Last night they were open till a little past 5. But it is, you know, very interesting to me that, you know, he was ready to get out, you know, once they made the announcement. And, you know, some people were just oblivious to it. And he said, you know, they're still shopping and they still wanted to check out with their orders. And, you know, this, you know, the people at Target just wanted to, you know, get everybody out of the store, you know, for safety reasons. So that is what I have for you in episode 77. Again, if you enjoy the podcast, I'd appreciate if you use one of our affiliate links. Remember, we've got a couple. If you shop at Amazon, which I know these days, that's, if you don't want to go out, that's your best option. You can just, in any address bar of any web browser, whether it's on your mobile or on your desktop or laptop, icantseeyou.com/Amazon. That'll take you there. I'll also put some links in the show notes this week, assuming I could save them. Again, icantseeyou.com/Amazon. And it doesn't cost you any more. And we get a little commission if you buy something or anything, mostly anything. There are a couple things that, you know, we don't get a commission on, but it's very few. And again, remember White Cane Coffee. If you're looking to try a new kind of coffee, icantseeyou.com/coffee, and that'll take you over to their website. We do get a commission from there. Their prices are pretty reasonable for a pound of coffee, and it is good stuff. I had it back in November. I first had it at the state convention. They sponsored the hospitality room. And they have a boatload of different flavors, as well as a double caffeine one, which is the one that I would choose. They have, you know, dark roast. They have blonde roast, I believe is how you call it. So give them a try. Again, icantseeyou.com/coffee. And again, I Can't See You is just 7 letters long. icantseeyou.com/coffee. Sounds like a whole sentence, and I guess with the URL it is. So again, I really appreciate you listening to episode 77 of the I Can't See You podcast. Please be safe out there. Continue to wash your hands and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the I Can't See You podcast. Follow David on Twitter. He is at David Bench.